Remembering the Yugoslav War, summer 2009. Returning from the Adriatic coast with smiles and tanned skin, we passed through Slun in the beige Thunderbird. Turning my head to look at the town, I saw houses with bullet wounds from the war 14 years ago, standing among the tourists camping by the Karana River. A light from one of the houses shone through the holes, as it must have years earlier, when a family hid in their cellar, hands shaky and sweaty with fear. Gunshots cracked through the white walls, and the father and son ran upstairs, aiming to protect the mother and daughters below. Instead, they became target practice for the laughing enemy, who would not stop there, lighting the blood-wet bodies on fire, along with the cellar that still contained the live mother and daughters. Satisfied, the enemy walked away from the flaming house, leaving the bodies to crumple and contort and crisp with ash. A mother, father, son, and daughters, among many between 1991 and 1995, dying for the greater Serbia. And what about the husband and wife who lived, having nothing to eat but pigeons? The husband said, "I feel bad about catching them. They are symbols of peace. I have no choice." As the fire on the stove burned blue, then red-orange, he held the flapping gray bird in his left hand and took his right, placing it around the bird's thin, feathered neck. With a quick crunch of bones, peace broke into two, just as the enemies banged new holes into nearby buildings. I remember asking my mother, "Whose houses are these? Did you know anyone? Were we hit back in Zagorje? How many died? Why did it happen?" As she attempted to answer my questions, I turned my head again to the wounded houses, but the Thunderbird rounded a curve, and I could not see anymore.